Christmas. There's a carol now, gift, right? Present and what do we call it? Decorations, Christmas trees, right? By the way, you know Jesus was not born in December 25, right? Okay. So anyway, so in such time as this, we know there's a great need of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, every fruit-bearing trees, they bear fruit once a year.
Mm.
Right? And Bible says, any tree that does not bear fruit, it will be cut off and thrown into fire. You'll be useless. So brothers and sisters, here's a challenge. And I have been sharing about this burden of sharing the gospel, being his witness. So we have one more week to go. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
2018 is about to finish.
Yeah.
One more week. And this during this 1 week. Now we want to try our best. With the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to help do our best to share the gospel and to win over their soul.
Amen.
To lead them to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So that's my burden. And I'm sure that's your burden. So let us be stirred up today, be stimulated today. Through today's message. Are you ready?
Amen.
Yeah. Right, talk to somebody. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
You sure?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So let us hear the good message now. Let's check the scriptures now. Okay. Today's title is Rich Man versus Beggar, Lazarus. We know this story very well. But let's dig into this story one more time. And hear the message of what God has prepared for all of us. Okay? Now, Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. Let us read together.
It's kind of small.
Can you read? Alright. Alright. It's a small, but it's challenging, but we can do it. Okay, one voice, loudly and clearly. Ready? Okay. Begin.
There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. And his face was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered up with sores, and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side.
Next.
So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. But Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here that you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. He answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house. For I have five brothers, let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead goes to him,
they will repent.
He said to them, but if they do not listen to Moses and prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.
Is that it? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you are born again, if you are a believer, if you are a child of God, say, Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's wonderful to be saved.
Amen.
Wonderful to be His child.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Amen.
Because you know what? After death, there's heaven and hell. After death, there's a judgment. But praise the Lord. We have become His children. Amen.
Amen.
There is no more judgment of sins because Jesus Christ already took care of it on the cross. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But of our deeds, it will be counted, right, when he comes back. Well, we know this story very well, but we want to remind ourselves once more the importance of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? The urgency of taking the gospel to the lost people. As we come into the course of this year 2018, I'm sure that you have people, neighbor or your friend, or perhaps your family members, who needs to hear the gospel. Because we do not know what's going to happen next day. We do not know what's going to happen 1 month, right? And before it's too late, like this rich man in the Bible, today's story. Before it's too late, we need to have feel this urgency of sharing the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the first point I want to share with you is God's judgment after death. God's judgment after death. Let us remind ourselves that there is a God's judgment after death. Okay, this story is not a parable story. This story is not an illustration. This story is a real story. Why? The Bible used the real names. Lazarus. Abraham. Abraham is not an illustration. He was there. Right? He was there. BC 2000. He's a real person. Lazarus is a real person. Do you understand this? It's not an illustration. It's a real thing. So receive this message very solemnly and seriously, because this is a real story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's read Hebrew. Okay, Hebrew 9:27. Begin. And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment. We have to realize that it is appointed, it is destined for man to die once. We all are going to die once. But after this, the judgment. The fact is, there is death. But after that, there is heaven and hell. There is eternity. Now, this rich man here to this message, his interest, his focus was on this, his life on this earth. Now, we know scripture says, set your mind on things above, not on the things on this planet. Why? Because, listen, our life on this earth is not the purpose. It's not destination. Our destination is not here, but it's a new heavens, a new earth, new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. All the things, this rich man, the whole interest of his life was on this planet. Okay? Eating, drinking, wearing purple robe, purple clothing. The purple stands for royal family, right? So he was belonged to a royal family, and he was had a fine linen. He was rich. He had a luxury life daily. He celebrates. He had probably had a party every day. Party every day, right? He had abundance of food. So eating, drinking, marrying, you know, just having a just luxurious and pleasant life. Pleasurable life on this planet. That was his life. Now we know so many people, their focus, their mind is set on this planet. Just working, eating, having, buying more bigger house, buying a bigger or a more a nicer car. Brother Navi, do you like your car? where's Sister Nadia? When Sister Nadia, when she rides in my car, she gets nausea. She gets headache and nausea. And I ask her, why? All the time you're riding my car, why do you get nausea and headache? And she said, because it's a small car. Every time she rides a small car, she gets nausea. And then I say, Dan, from now on, please ride Brother Nami's car. His car is much bigger. And she said, every time I ride a big train, right? The train.
No problem.
She has no problem. Yeah. Or even bus, no problem. Anyway. the whole interest of the people in this world is getting bigger house, fancier car, right? Upgrade of their position, titles, you know, the fame, getting more fame, and you know, all this, their interest is on this earth, like this rich man. But we have to know these two figures, rich man and the beggar, which is Lazarus, right? Rich man and a beggar. These two persons, their life after death is totally, completely different.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, now, here's a wonderful comparison between rich man and the beggar. Okay? It's like this. Let's look at verse 22. Can we go verse 22? And now I'm on the verse, yeah. Roman number 3 now. Okay? Verse 22. Is that? Okay, ready. The verse 22, brother. Okay, ready?
The time came
when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. What happened? In hell, where he was in torment. Huh?
Okay.
23, please. 23. Okay, ready? In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. Amen. So here, rich man had everything, right, on earth. Rich man had everything on earth, but he lost everything after death. Everything. Okay, now, versus this beggar had nothing on earth, but he had everything after death. What a huge comparison. Now here, let's try to compare, right? Hey, there's a life, there's an eternal life after death. What good is it if we have everything on this earth, but after we die, we lose everything? What good is it? Even if we have whole world, right? When we die, we lose everything, right? We have to let it go. And even after we die, if we lose everything, what good is it? Make sure we have something when we die. And praise the Lord, if you're a believer, we have Christ.
Hallelujah.
All inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, verse 23. Okay, verse 23. Okay, verse 23. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw
Abraham, far away, Lazarus by his
side. Okay, go verse 24. Sorry, 24. 24. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on him, pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I'm in agony in the fire. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord that God has rescued us from this place of torment. The agony in the fire. Amen. God has rescued all of us from this agony in the fire. Amen. Do you praise God for that?
Amen.
We ought to praise Him forever and ever for this truth, that God has rescued us from this place of torment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is hell? Lake of fire? The hell is lake of fire. Now, this rich man was so much in agony, so much in his suffering. And he said, why don't you send this Lazarus and just dip his one finger of water and cool my tongue, because he was in agony. He was suffering. He was so thirsty because he was in the lake of fire. After I saw when I was in the States, New York, I saw the cartoon, actually, what's more called it? The cartoon show, no, not cartoon. What do we call it? The show, right? Someone made a story with this text. Someone made it, what do you call it? The puppet show. Puppet show, right? So, and someone, this man who prepared this, literally brought this stove. You know the stove? he prepared the stove. And this Lazarus and the rich man, puppets, right? And when he was in the fire, in agony, he literally put the fire in the stove. And the fire was burning. Not just a little bit, but it was hot. The fire was coming up. Red and blue colors of fire was coming up, like huge fire. It was like this. And then this rich man was saying, "Oh, very, I'm hot. I'm in agony. Oh, it's just, there's so much suffering. Oh, help me, help me. I'm hot." And when I saw that puppet show, I was shocked. I was shocked. And I said, at that time, my mom was Buddhist. My mom was Buddhist. She was devout Buddhist. So I said, I cannot imagine my mom going to lake of fire. That really inspired me. And I began to pray for my mom, for salvation of my mom. Me and my siblings, my younger brother, two sisters, older sisters, and my father all went to the States. We're all saved. We went to church. But my mom was in Korea, and she didn't go to church. So since then, I was seriously praying for my mom. Oh, Lord, please have mercy and save my mom. And you know what? It took me 7 years for my prayer to be answered. Now she loves Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, this is a real story. There's a lake of fire. After that, there's a judgment. Before this year ends, if you have anybody that you have had in your mind to share the gospel, before it's too late, let's have courage to meet that person next week. I'm in Changsung now, right? And I met one Sri Lanka brothers, two brothers. So we have intention to visit them this coming, next week. And we want to share the gospel. And there's one Philippine family as well. There are two Philippine family in Sri Lanka. We're going to visit them and share the gospel. How about you, brothers? I'm sure you have some people to share the gospel. Can you bear the thought that if we don't share the gospel, they're going to end up in a lake of fire? Right? And you know what? You know what? We will see the story later here. Okay. Let me go on because the story will come up. Why the rich man went to hell? Why? Because obviously he didn't believe. He didn't believe the word of God, right? He didn't believe Jesus. Now he did not think about this eternity after death. He was just focusing on his well-being, his own pleasure, his own education, his own business, his own eating and drinking, right? His own house. Okay, now. Verse 27, let's go to verse 27. Okay, verse 27, right? Ready? Okay, begin. He answered, "Then I beg your father, send Lazarus to my father's house. For I have five brothers, let him warn them, so that they will not also
come to this place of torment."
Okay. Now this rich man, after death, he faced the judgment, and the judgment was a lake of fire. Now, and then he saw Abraham, right? He was talking to Abraham. Now, this is what he said, right? Can you ask Lazarus to dip his finger with water and cool my tongue, because I'm in agony? Just one drop of water, please, Abraham. And Abraham said, "No, people, you cannot come over here. We cannot go there. There's a great chasm, there's a great distance between you and us." And right after that conversation, he answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house. For I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Now he's thinking about his brothers in the father's house. This place of torment where I am, where he was, he's so much in agony. Now he does not want his brothers to come to the place of torment, lake of fire. to. He's pleading, Abraham, please talk to. Okay. Listen to this. Listen to the cry of this rich man. He says, he was pleading to Abraham, right? Please. And then this is what he would say. Why don't someone who is dead raise it up, rise from the dead, and go to five brothers? Meaning that a person who died in his time, where his five brothers all know about it, raise that particular person from the dead. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Alright? This is what he's saying. Okay, let's say five brothers, this rich man's five brothers, friend, Richard was friend. Right? I'm sorry for this illustration, but you understand. You're going to live long, by the way, brother. So, these five brothers, friend, but he died. They all know that he died. And this rich man said, Abraham, why don't you raise him up from death and go to my five brothers, share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that they will not come to where I am. But, this is what Abraham said, even if I raise him up and go to the five brothers and share the gospel, they will not believe. Wow, what does this mean? They will not believe. They will not believe the miracles. Listen, miracles cannot save people. But the person of Jesus Christ will save the person.
Amen.
You understand? Only Jesus can save the people. Only the gospel can save the people. Not the miracles. Isn't this a wonderful story?
Yeah.
Do you think people will believe if Jesus Christ appeared in the sky? Huh? Hey, I am Jesus. Look at me. People, look at me. And Jesus smacked people. Hey, wake up. Look at me. I am God. I am the Son of God. Do you think if he appears like that supernaturally, people will believe? Oh, we need God's grace and God's mercy. Do you remember this rich man said, have mercy on me. From the beginning, right? He said, have mercy on me. It's too late to have mercy. After that, there is no mercy. Brothers and sisters, listen up. Listen to this. There is no mercy after that. God's mercy applies while we are still alive. While your friends are still alive, they need God's mercy. So that this is the reason why we need to go and share the gospel before the mercy can still be applied to them. Oh Lord Jesus. Look at verse 27. Can we read one more time? Okay, ready? He answered, then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house. For I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Listen, this rich man is asking to send somebody to warn my brothers. We need to. We have a responsibility. We have a great mission, brothers and sisters, don't we? To warn people with the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we don't warn them, as the scripture is mentioning, then how are they going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ? Let's not think that we have lots of time ahead of us. Time flies. I know the brothers here, they're much older than me, but I'm becoming 50 years old. I can't believe that I'm already 50. Time flies. Don't wait. Don't think that you have all the time. Brothers and sisters, like myself here, let us have the urgency of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is the most important thing.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Abraham, please send somebody to my brothers and warn them. You probably met somebody in the grocery store. This particular man, you met in the grocery store. And you just passed by. You didn't share the gospel. What happened? Later after that, they're going to be in the lake of fire, in torment place. And they're going to cry out, oh, Paul, Paul, why didn't you share the gospel at that moment? Why didn't you pass me? Because right now, this is the story, isn't it? The rich man is talking to Abraham. Come on, please. I beg you. Send somebody. We need to hear, right? All those people we passed by. We just passed by so many people. If they end up in the lake of fire, we are responsible, aren't we? Brothers and sisters, we know Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Hallelujah. To take his bride. And we as a corporate bride, when we are ready, he will come back. But I believe God's heart is still, he longs to save more people. Amen. Because the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son. Whosoever believes shall not perish, lake of fire, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, let God give you a burden, a holy burden. Can we look at now how to be saved? We know this scripture, but let's go through the quickly. All right. 1 Peter 1:23. All right. Can you make it a little larger?
Jesus.
Can you make it bigger? Yeah. Font. Size. Okay. Ready? For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. Amen. Now we know we become born again through the imperishable, enduring word of God. Hallelujah. When we hear the word of God, we receive the word of God into us. That's how we become born again. Praise the Lord, we have word of God. Amen. John 1:12. Ready? Begin. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Believe in his name. Everybody say, believe it in his name.
Believe in his name.
Talk to somebody. Believe in his name.
Believe in his name.
What is his name?
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
His name is Lord Jesus.
Amen.
After resurrection, the word Lord added.
Amen. Amen.
Before resurrection, Jesus Christ, right? Amen. But after resurrection, the resurrection proved that Jesus is the Lord.
Amen.
So his full name is Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And Acts 2:21 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
So we say, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Believe means receive, according to this verse. Right? Who believe in his name means who receive. So, we receive Jesus, his name, the person of Jesus, and we become born again. Praise the Lord. Born anew. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to go and share the gospel.
Amen.
We need to help them to call on his name.
Amen.
People are perishing.
Amen.
Left and right. The time is running before this year ends. God is giving us a chance, one more week, to go to that particular person that God has put burden in you. Let us go and share the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. John 5:24. Ready? Begin. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Amen.
Amen.
Remember the great chasm between lake of fire and paradise? Remember the great chasm, right? Guess what? Everyone who does not believe in Jesus, they are, spiritually speaking, they're already condemned. They're already in the lake of fire, isn't it? The death, darkness, right? But the moment we believe, we will be crossed over.
Hallelujah.
Crossed over that great chasm. From death to life.
Hallelujah.
From darkness to light.
Amen.
From Satan to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Simple. As long as just the moment we believe, the moment anybody believes and call on his name, they will be crossed over. Isn't this a great news or what?
Great news.
Unless otherwise, when they die, they will face judgment and they will be in the lake of fire in agony throughout eternity. Oh my goodness, this is terrible. This is horrible. No more chance. No more mercy. Now we have mercy. Now people can receive mercy. Let's share that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to close my message today. Remember 9/11?
Right.
Do you know 9/11 events? I was there, New York, when 9/11 happened, and the Twin Towers were falling, collapsed. You know, with the airplane just hit it, and then in front of my eyes, the Twin Towers did collapse. I was there, and I thought the ends of the earth is coming. I thought that the whole world is collapsing. Because the Twin Towers, you can see it almost from any place in New York. Five boroughs, right? Queens, New York City, the Manhattan, the Queens, Bronx, Brooklyn. I was in Queens. I was able to see it. Now, when the 9/11 happened, many firefighters, they died. Many firefighters died. You know why? When that happened, so many people were going away from that building, away from the falling tower. They were going away. Why? They want to leave. They are running away from the building,
right.
Twin Tower, to save their life. Right. Only those firefighters, they were going toward the building. Now this is the difference. Why? Why firefighters were running toward the collapsing building where they're gonna die? They might die, right? Easily. And perhaps many firefighters die. Why? Why they were running toward the building that is falling right now? Because they were commissioned. They were commissioned by the nation of the US. They were commissioned to rescue people. Because they have mission. They were appointed. They were trained. This is their life. They were trained for this time. They were commissioned. They were appointed. This is their life. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to commission you in the name of Jesus Christ. We have been commissioned by our Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Triune God. We have been commissioned. We have been appointed. You and I, the moment we are born again Christian, the moment we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, guess what? He is the Lord. He's our King. Amen?
Amen.
And this Jesus who is in us, in our spirit, you know what? He's full of the gospel. He's gospel, actually. And he's urging us. He's nudging us. He's pushing us to share the gospel. For us to run toward the building. Toward the building, not away from the building. Are you going away from the building or toward the building? Bible says, he who wants to live, save his life, he will lose it. He who is willing to lose his life, he will save it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been commissioned by our Father to go and share the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For this, we should give our life for this is meaningful.
Amen.
The most miserable life on this earth is he or she leaves everything for themselves. I-centered life. Isaiah 12, we can easily see the characteristic of Satan. I will ascend myself above. I will enthrone myself. I. Pronoun I is repeated about seven times. Most miserable life is my center life. I center. My house, my family, my ministry, my life, whatever. That's Satan's temptation. God has called us to a wonderful life of sharing gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is worth it, this is meaningful, and the eternity depends on it. So many people, the life of them is on your hand. If you don't share, who will share? Jesus is coming back. Remember, when we stand on the judgment day, you will turn around and to see your fruit. People will stand behind you, of those people whom you share the gospel. When you turn around, you have nobody. What a shameful day that's going to be. Hallelujah. Bible says, go and share the gospel. And we know the full gospel, not half gospel. We know Jesus Christ not only died, but he rose again. He became a life-giving spirit. When we call on his name, we can receive him as our spirit. As a spirit, as our life. Amen?
Amen?
We have the full gospel. The Christ is not only the head, he's the body. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we should be proud of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus. Amen. Can we take a moment to pray before we share?